Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are professional storytellers, story dancer Terry Alvarez, and Captain Jeff Porter with Storytellers of Las Cruces. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
And I'm glad to be here, too.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. The annual Jenny Curry Story Fest is February 25th, Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Thomas Brannigan Memorial Library. Let's talk about what Storytellers of Las Cruces are and when it got started. Terry?
Storytellers of Las Cruces is an organization for all people who love to tell stories. It was founded in 1927 by Jenny Curry, our hero and our founder. She told stories all of her life. She was born 1892 and died 1992, and she told stories almost up until she passed.
Was she from here, from Las Cruces?
I believe she was born in Texas. I'm not sure, but she came to Las Cruces when she was a young woman and spent most of her adult life here.
Well, you developed a passion for storytelling yourself, and you've been doing it for over 50 years?
Right.
And Captain, you are called Captain because you're a captain of the ship.
I am Captain with the Coast Guard, and I deliver yachts on the Great Lakes during the summer, and I come to Las Cruces from November to April because the lakes are frozen, and so I come here to enjoy the sun.
So when did you start doing that?
Oh, 38 years ago is when I became a captain with the Coast Guard and the Merchant Marine.
But coming to Las Cruces?
Oh, about 12 years ago, I was traveling through the West during the winter and staying in various cities for about 2 weeks to get the feel of what it was like really in different places. And Las Cruces just seemed to be my next port for the winter.
And is this where you developed your passion for storytelling?
Oh, no. Storytelling has gone on for, at least 15 years with the Ann Arbor Storytellers League and with other organizations, the Sierra Club and the Ann Arbor Environmental Education Program. I participate in all of those.
And what got you to start doing storytelling?
Well, I started researching the history of legends and folk tales, and decided that since these stories have changed so much over the eons, I decided I wanted to help express some of these stories about their history and the original story, not the story that's told today that has changed, but how did the story, or where did the story really come from?
Like oral history or written history?
Both. I've participated with the Smithsonian in their Story Corps, and there's so much information that people can express within their family, but when it goes beyond the family, other people experience that too.
And Terry, besides telling stories, you dance the story.
I dance the stories as well. Sometimes I tell stories, sometimes I dance, and sometimes I dance and tell stories together.
And what was your passion for getting started?
Well, I always told and read stories to my children as they grew up, but then I got a job in Mesilla Elementary School as the school librarian. And every day, five different classes would come in and I would check out their books, but I decided that it would be much more interesting if I also told them a story, especially a story from one of the books in the library, because once you tell a story, they all want to check out that book. So I was broadening their horizons as far as books. But that's where I started. And then I went on to do it in schools and libraries.
Well, talking about books, like a little over 10 years ago, the storytellers started going to Coas Bookstore?
That's correct.
On Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of stories have you told in the last 10 years, Captain?
Well, I would say that the most interesting story was about a nautical story about the Great Lakes and being from Michigan, I had a Petoskey stone necklace on, and three of the children saw my necklace with a Petoskey stone, which is the Michigan National State Stone. And they said, "Oh, we know that stone, and I know the buoy number 17 that you're talking about." So it was quite interesting to be in Las Cruces and have people from Michigan relate to the stories that I was telling.
Well, we've become quite a diverse community.
Yes. And as a diverse community, we have many different people to tell stories to. In schools and libraries and at COAS, of course, I tell children's stories. And I also have been getting into telling more stories for grown-ups. I've written two, one about the Triangle Factory, sewing factory?
Fire,
yeah. A tragedy. It happened in New York in 1911. And it's a story for high school students or adults. And my second story is a story about the Intercontinental Railroad and how it was formed. I'm going to tell that one of the story.
At the Story Fest. Again, the Story Fest will be at the Thomas Brannigan Memorial Library in the Roadrunner Room. Free admission to children and adults, all storyteller lovers.
And the children that attend will get a certificate or a coupon for a $2 book from COAS.
And what story do you plan to tell, Captain?
Well, I'm working on a new story. A friend of mine has a summer place back east, and she's been telling me about all the idiosyncrasies of growing up in a summer place. She spent 3 months every summer in this location with the lake and the large house and outdoor plumbing at the time, and that was changed. Things that happened in various rooms and the relatives, how they related and what they did and the interactions of the children, especially she told me the other day about picking blueberries, and they would send the kids out to pick blueberries. They'd come home with only a half a pail of blueberries, but blue around their mouth and cheeks. And then she said that her mom wanted to make blueberry pancakes for dinner, and nobody wanted blueberry pancakes that night.
Here in Las Cruces, blueberries don't really grow here.
No, not at all, no. But you do have the prickly pear, that red fruit from the prickly pear. I'd like to make a story about that, too.
You know something about that you can tell us?
Well, I just had some yesterday, and it was so good. I was with a Spanish family, and they were eating the little black seeds on the inside. They said, "Oh, yeah, it's so good for your digestion."
So, but what about peeling it because of the thorns?
Oh, well, she took a knife. Rita is her name. And Rita took a knife, and she held the fruit with a pair of tongs and used the knife to scrape off all the little prickly things, and underwater, of course, and then she brought them out and peeled it, and we had fresh fruit that was a cross between a strawberry and something else. It was if you can express a red flavor. it was very good. It was juicy, and I just picked it up but all those tiny little black seeds, I had to spit mine out.
Almost like a pomegranate, many people eat the entire seed, but then some people can't chew the hard seed.
But it was so much fun to have something that I'm not used to.
So that there's another story you can tell then, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can relate to people who are not from here. They've never seen it, and describing it, how it grows on a cactus and all.
Well, something else that we're thinking about, or we'd like to maybe start, is that to tell stories in Spanish, or mix Spanish with English. Have a paragraph in English, and then it repeated in Spanish. So that we hear that other language.
Especially being here on the border area.
Right.
There's a great need for that, for 15 years, I went around the state telling stories. And in some schools, there are many, many children that are monolingual Spanish. And there's a great need for bilingual storytellers and even monolingual storytellers, say in Chaparral, somewhere like that. It's really a good thing that we're developing that.
But this year, you're not going to be having any bilingual storytelling.
At the festival? Not that I know of. It was just at the last two meetings that we actually brought the topic up.
And how many storytellers belong to the storytellers of Las
Cruces? About 20.
About 20. Most of them are female, but we do have some male members, and we're always looking for new people to be able to participate. Because at our meetings, we have people that tell a couple of stories. We have a business meeting. We have a little social time and a presentation by someone related to how stories can be told. When within the last couple of months, I started researching how stories are told and what happens in the brain of the listener. So I've gotten into how the brain works.
And I do quite a few songs during my stories, because telling a story in song is another way to get things across, and it also breaks the program up a little bit. So I'll be doing two songs at the Storyfest.
Oh, let us shake the story tree. There's one for you and one for me. The story tree grows jade and fair. Fancy birds are nesting there. And in the shade upon the ground, the animals all lie around. So come, let's shake it. Oh, let's do. And watch the stories tumbling through.
Good, okay. Okay. Storytellers of Las Cruces can be found on Facebook. And if people want to participate, who can they contact?
They're interested in participating or just coming to a meeting. It's usually the third Monday of the month. And you can call area code 575-526-8377.
And then there's also coasbooks.com, which probably would post some of the information about storytellers.
Right.
Yeah, usually we have something on their bulletin board.
Again, the annual Jenny Curry Story Fest in honor of the founder will be held on Saturday, February 25th at 2 p.m. at the Thomas Brannigan Memorial Library in the Roadrunner Room. And again, free admission, all invited.
And free books for the children.
Well, I really appreciate you both coming out to tell me all about the Story Fest and how you are both so passionate about being a bridge to the community with storytelling.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
You're welcome. Again, Captain Jeff Porter from Michigan and story dancer Terry Alvarez with Storytellers of Las Cruces. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.